Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 30th of June 2017. The BBC's announced its plans to mark the 50th birthday of Radio 1 later this year. It reaches its half century on the 30th of September, along with Radios 2, 3 and 4. There's going to be a DAB pop-up station called Radio 1 Vintage, broadcasting for 50 hours and featuring archive Radio 1 shows introduced by the presenters in most cases. Noel Edmonds, Mike Reed, Chris Moyles, Simon Bates, Gary Davis, Zane Lowe, among those returning for it. There'll also be special documentaries about Radio 1 and programmes such as The Chart Show, Newsbeat and The Roadshow. And at 7 a.m. on the Saturday morning, 50 years to the minute since the launch, Tony Blackburn will recreate the first show on Radio 1 Vintage, simulcast on Radio 2's Sounds of the 60s. Later the same morning, Tony and Nick Grimshaw will simulcast on Radios 1 and 2 with a special programme. And to celebrate the day, this special mix has been put together by Adrian Hall, who's better known as Betamax.
10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2, 5, 4, 3. Radio 1, go. Go, 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 go.
The voice of Radio 1.
Woke up one morning, half asleep.
Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Music, music, music.
Music, music, music.
Listen to the music.
Radio 1.
And now the story so far.
Everyone, welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
I've just done something spectacularly stupid. I rather suspect that the record that is playing on the radio, I have just disconnected. 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 Disconnected.
50 years of Radio 1 in 2.5 minutes, and Radio 1 Vintage will be on from the 30th of September on digital radio. It's going to be like Christmas that weekend for most of us in the industry. Also this week, Virgin Radio is refreshing its weekend schedule after just over a year on air. Talk Radio Weeknights presenter Ian Lee is going to do a Sunday morning 10 till 1 show on Virgin, while Eddie Temple Morris joins to do Saturday and Sunday afternoons. BBC Radio Berkshire's looking for a new home after the corporation put Grade 2 listed Caversham Park Estate up for sale. It shares the site with BBC Monitoring, which has reduced its staffing levels over recent years. Free radio breakfast in Herefordshire and Worcestershire is changing as Hirsty and Helen exit the show. Here's how they made the announcement to listeners last Friday morning.
We've got a bit of news for you. And that news is that this time next week, we'll be doing our last show for you here on Free Radio. You believe we've had almost 8 years, 8 years of fun and frolics around here. And yeah, we're a bit sad that it's coming to an end.
We are. But I'm happy to say I will be spending the last 3 weeks of school term being a proper mummy.
Wow.
For once, I will be doing, like you, the school run. And then I'm going to take the summer holidays off with my boys until September, when then I think I'll actually have to be looking for another occupation to keep me busy, keep my nails painted, and so I can buy the weekend bottle of Prosecco.
Priorities.
Yes.
And actually, I'll be sticking around, actually, on the radio to bring you the home run from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, although I better still set my alarm for 4 in the morning.
Tom Newitt moves from Free Radio Coventry's home run to take over from Hirsty and Helen. David Francis moves from Hereford and Worcestershire to do Coventry's home run. Elsewhere in Bower, Brian Moore, one of the 10 presenters losing their morning show to networking on the Big City One stations, has a new show. He's taking over networked evenings on the City 2 network. Brian's been at Metro since 1996 and before that worked at Rock FM and Radio City in the North West. And Henry Blofeld's announced his retirement from BBC Radio's cricket commentary team. He's been working on Test Match Special since 1972.
Here's Willis in, bowls to Bright. Bright bowls! The middle stamps out of the ground. England have won. They've won by 18 runs. Willis runs around punching the air. The boys invade the ground and the players run helter-skelter for the pavilion.
You know, I've done it for 45 years. I don't find it as easy as I used to do. And if you don't find it easy, you don't particularly enjoy it as much as you used to do. We've got such a good team of young commentators. I mean, I've been listening to the Champions Trophy and it was so good. And I don't think they need no fart like me, really, do you?
No.
And, I mean, I've loved doing it. And I thought also it would be just as well to go out when one or two people might say, well done, rather than a lot of them saying, why the hell haven't you gone 5 years ago?
Henry Blofeld there, who'll step down from TMS on Radio 4 and 5 Live Sports Extra from early September. And don't forget, there's radio industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.